So, Katie, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you about this important issue. It's something that's very dear to my heart. I would be a teacher of children and young adults with SEN and AEN, and I would have a couple of years' experience teaching in a severe and profound special needs unit. So I suppose why I highlighted this issue in the course of the recent election campaign while I was canvassing, and indeed in conversation with some local families since, I couldn't help but notice that there's a complete lack of services and facilities for children and young adults with special needs in the wider Buncrana area. So there's absolutely no respite services or respite facilities for these children, young adults and their families. There are great organisations in Buncrana like iCare and like Cash and Lacour. And I mean, they provide absolutely wonderful facilities and services to the children and their families. But they close in the evening time. And what I would be looking for is more residential settings where, say, for example, there's maybe a wedding or maybe in the case of older parents, they have to go in for medical appointments or for treatment and various things, that they would have a place where they could put their children and their young adults, knowing that they're safe and that they're going to be well looked after and provided for in these settings. And indeed, I would have relatives who live in Craighouston and Sligo. And I mean, they're coming on 40 years at this stage now. And I think there are so many children and young adults in Buncrana and the wider Buncrana area with special needs that we could be doing with a facility like Craighouse here in Buncrana on the Swilly side of the Inishowen Peninsula, so that these young people can live in their own community, in the communities that they were born in, that they were brought up in, that they went to school in, and where they're around people that they know and that they're comfortable with, instead of having to move away to other places.
And you said that school holidays, you know, like the summer holidays, can be difficult for those people and also families. How has that affected them?
Well, quite often children and young adults who have additional needs need routine. And when there's any break in routine, it just upsets the apple cart completely for them. So obviously when the school is closed at any time throughout the year, but in particular in the summer when it's closed for a prolonged period, that routine is gone completely. The school bus doesn't come in the morning to pick them up. They don't wear their uniform. They're not seeing their friends, their teachers or their SMEs that they're familiar with. And this can be very, very stressful and distressing for some of these children and young adults. And in particular, I'm thinking maybe of those who are non-verbal in particular and who struggle to, you know, express their emotions and express their feelings in that. So possibly they get more stressed out at that time of the year, and then that causes extra stress and pressure on their families. And I mean, I know of one particular case in Inishowen where a family were offered respite for their young son. He's 15, and the respite facility that they were offered a weekend is in County Dublin. Now, I mean, this young man has never, ever been further away than at school in Buncrana from his family, and he's always been home every evening. And it's just completely ridiculous, indeed insensitive and unfair of the HSE to offer that to that family, knowing full well that it's not realistic at all.
Yeah, and have the HSE engaged at all with this issue?
No, to the best of my knowledge, and to be fair, I am only newly elected, so I can say that they haven't engaged with me on it. But to the best of my knowledge, and from conversations I've held with families and with other stakeholders, organisations that have mentioned like iCare and like Cash and Lacour, and even some of the local schools who would have special needs units within them, no, there has never been any proper or meaningful engagement from the HSE in relation to such a facility or such services in this area. They just seem to be burying their head in the sand and not accepting that the need is there. But, I mean, I can say for certain that it definitely is there, that it's never been greater. We have Scarlisigan and Buncrana, which is a leader, really, in special needs education. Children come from all over the peninsula to go to it, who have special and additional needs. And indeed, Scoilwurra and Buncrana, where I teach myself, has several units now, including that severe and profound unit that I had previously mentioned. So the need has never been greater, and it's high time that the HSE realised that. Well, first of all, that they would accept that the need is there. I would hope that they would come to the table, you know, with the best of intentions and wanting sort of meaningful discussion and discourse on it. And what I want to see, quite honestly, is I want to see a facility built, a purpose-built facility created here in Buncrana, in the wider Buncrana area, where these children and young adults can go. Some of them would say to live long term, and it would be a residential setting in that sense, but also that there would be respite facilities if families needed respite for a weekend or for a week or for any reason, that would be there for them.